gas and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
Guys walking by with a couple of fine-looking Packer robots under his arm. You know, we are at the Waukesha County Fair, Waukesha County Fairgrounds. We're in the Forum building, a steel building. Keeps you dry when the rain comes pouring down. But we assume the weather is past, and it's going to be glorious. So if you're looking for a county fair, or if you're looking for the Devil's Advocates, find us. We're kind of here on Political Row, back by the Democratic Party booth. But Dom, an unexpected headline. National news, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson staking a claim for same-sex marriage. He claims he's a yes vote. And at the very same time, he blames Democrats for turning this into some sort of false controversy. Well, I would say that was Clarence Thomas. And the prior ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, Clarence Thomas said, can't wait to go take a crack at same-sex marriage.
And so rightfully so, Democrats and a few Republicans stood up to let their feelings be known and to codify. Here is a quote
from one congressional Republican from Wisconsin, Brian Stahel, and he, of course, has a very competitive race. But the Tom Tiffany's, the Scott Fitzgeralds, the Glenn Grothmans, and the Mike Gallagher's of the world. And I would point out, Gallagher doesn't have a general elective opponent. So he votes with his conscience. He votes against love and same-sex marriage. You know, just keep that in mind, folks.
Bill Glauber reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a quote from Senator Johnson. Prior to Obergefell versus Hodges Supreme Court decision on gay marriage, I supported civil unions. After Obergefell, I considered the issue settled. Unlike Roe v. Wade, I do not see any scenario in which the Supreme Court would overturn Obergefell. The Respect for Marriage Act is another example of Democrats creating a state of fear over an issue in order to further divide Americans for their political benefit. Even though I feel the Respect for Marriage Act is unnecessary, should it come before the Senate, I see no reason to oppose it. A state of fear. No, Kevin, I mean, did you not see what Mr. Ginny Thomas wrote in their ruling? I mean, of course there's a state of fear.
Yeah, but
the Republicans have decided that, you know, you have no longer have a right to privacy, and women, you are less than human beings. You are less than men. So, I mean, it sucks for you, but, you know, go pray on it, I guess.
So, sort of contradictory answers, I think, at least to my perspective. Ron doesn't think women should have autonomy over their own bodies, but if a woman wants to marry another woman, he's okay with that.
Yes, that's the case.
And is that progress?
I would also mention, Ron Johnson's got a hell of a race coming up as well. That's going to be a tight race as well. So when you talk about...
Some say he might be the most vulnerable U.S. senator.
When you talk about
on the ballot,
Republicans that seemingly at this point are doing the right thing, well, they're all in tough races. And the guys of those that don't, the Republicans that are not in tough races or have no opponent whatsoever, they're going to go along with it. They don't believe in marriage equality.
Follow-up question, Senator Johnson. Are you going to be watching the J6 hearings tonight?
Right.
844-967-2789. I believe Mark from the SAC has been waiting longest. Mark, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, now trying to process the news on Ron Johnson. Well, he probably he's for same-sex marriage, except they can't have sex because he's for the sodomy laws that they used to have in place.
All sorts of differing lines of thought and contradictory feelings these Republicans are going through these days.
Do you remember the prior political ad he had? Call it the Golden Showers ad, where Ron got peed on?
Oh, he's changing the baby's diaper and it peed on him, something like that.
You don't have to give the full context. I'm just putting out
the
important part. Johnson seemed to enjoy the Golden Shower.
Yeah,
sorry if I've distracted you, Mark. Do you have a political thought?
Well, that kind of knocked me away right there. I just think it's, but will Ron Johnson be willing to vote for cloture if that bill comes up for in the Senate? Will he be really willing to stop a filibuster if it's, because the Republicans will probably attempt a filibuster on that one when it comes.
So are you asking Well, Ron Johnson do the right thing. Mark, you know, and I know, and Ron knows. He is not capable of doing the right thing.
Thanks for the call, Mark. And I do have to reiterate perhaps part of Ron Johnson's quote. Should it come before the Senate, I see no reason to oppose it. Well, he sees no reason as of right now. Perhaps he'll find a reason to oppose it. 844-967-2789. CJ, you are next. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
Well, thank you guys for taking my call. Again, I got the
surprise you're not at the county fair in Waukesha, dude. Yep. CJ, are you coming down to the county fair?
I might. Because I'm really shocked that, you know, Waukesha's okay with you guys being there. I'm pretty proud of them.
Okay. They're embracing us. We're beloved here, CJ.
And it's a free
country. You're the guy that's not welcome
anywhere.
And it's
a free country, CJ. What are you suggesting, that people shouldn't be able to travel, like across straight lines, to get an abortion in case they have to?
Well, it is kind of a you know, the red country, because they believe in capitalism.
I'd call it purple with a tinge of blue right around the Shaw.
Well, you know, Ron Johnson's going to be reelected because he's been right on every issue, and you guys want to make it a...
Are you down with Ron?
I wish you had...
Are you down with Ron's current stance on same-sex marriage?
Well,
let's talk about issue by issue.
Listen to Ruth Bega. I'll answer that question, but I wish you'd listen to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Don't pack the court. Don't end the filibuster. But you know what? You guys forgot that, too. And now it's okay to it's not okay to destroy voicemails or text messages, but you're okay with 30,000 from Hillary.
Oh, man, Trump was flushing stuff down the septic tank. Let's have you answer the question I asked of you now, CJ. Are you down with Ron Johnson's support for same-sex marriage? The U.S. Senator from Wisconsin said he apparently is a vote yes. Are you supportive of that position?
Well, I believe in civil unions, which all this stuff can be done.
It's about marriages.
Yes.
Codifying marriages.
Transfer property. And now, who's the ones that are intolerant, Rudy?
Are you allowed to get married, CJ?
Definition of marriage. A 2,000-year definition of marriage.
Man, marriage is about freaking legal documents, man. Come back. More Devils.